Let's see, what should I paint today? I think I'll paint a family portrait. Yeah! Michael studying, Dad fixing the radio, and Mom baking biscuits. The whole family.
Hey, what about me?
Said I want to paint a family portrait, not a horror picture.
Everything you paint is a horror picture.
Oh, yeah?
Schooling sure has improved their vocabulary, hasn't it, James?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I got it. Hi, Mr. Bookman.
Hi, Michael. Hey, I was just checking the light bulbs out there, and I heard somebody yelling in here.
It was nothing, Mr. Bookman, nothing.
Hey, man, you know me. I don't mean to make any trouble.
Yeah, we know.
Hey, but you know, excessive noise is prohibited. Boy, it sure broke my heart to have to evict the Andersons because of that. Well, that's clause 11 of your lease. But you folks know about that clause.
That's the oh yeah clause.
Do I smell biscuits?
I suppose you would want some.
Nah, I couldn't, really. maybe a few. Make it a dozen.
Did you say a dozen?
That'll be enough.
Oh. Hi, y'all.
Hey, well,
hi,
Willa. Hi, Miss Woods.
Hi, Mr. Booger.
That's Booker.
Here you are.
Hey, that sure is sweet of you, Thelma. See you guys later. Oh, and, you know, about the noise. You know me, I don't like to make no trouble. Forget it.
What did the Gestapo of the ghetto want?
He must have ripped off a chicken in apartment 12 because he wanted some hot biscuits to go along with it.
Honey, I'm hip to that routine. You know, the other day I had a couple of flies in my apartment, and he warned me about no pets. And that little visit cost me a six-pack of beer and two beef jerkies.
You know, before that fat rascal got this job, he didn't weigh but 120 pounds.
Oh, James. Hey, how's it coming, Jay?
I'm almost finished, Willona.
If you can fix that old radio of mine, you are the electronic genius of all time.
Willona, we had an old toaster and the toast never popped up, but James fixed it.
Yeah, once Dad fixed it, the toast popped up so good, we had to go up on the ceiling and butter it.
Especially that all-night disc jockey, Get Down Brown. That dude keeps you jumping. Woo! Look at here, look at here. This is Get Down Brown. Moving and grooving and jumping around. Splattering the platters of rhythm and blues for a funky selection of grooves for your two. Brought to you by Big Bubba's Barbecue Beef and Midtown Merchandise Mart, the mart that's smart, and you only pay part. And Freddy Funeral Parlor, the funeral parlor that really digs you. And we mean dig!
Girl, you sound just like him.
Hey, now, I'm gonna play you a tune that's groovy and fine, that's stone guaranteed to blow your mind. There's a hole in my mattress, so I'll see you in the spring.
Well, I think you'll be able to hear the real Mr. Brown in a minute, because I believe I got this same thing.
Oh, you jiving. Turn it on. I don't hear nothing, James.
That's it for the local news. Now on the national front. In Washington tonight, President Ford, speaking on the increase in unemployment, said...
Absolutely nothing. Well, there you go, Willona.
You're a stone genius. Here, how much do I owe you?
Oh, no way. No way, Willona.
Well, James, if I took it to a store, they would charge me. Look, pretend that you are a department store and I am a customer, okay? Treat me like you treat a customer.
You sure about that?
On second thought, I deserve a better fate than that, huh?
Hey, Dad, since you're so good with electronics, how come our TV don't work any better than it does?
Your daddy is good at fixing things, JJ. Nobody said nothing about raising the dead.
Oh, no,
come on now.
All right, I ain't gonna tell y'all no more now.
keep just about everything we own in working order.
Hmm. Hey, James, that's right. And with all the talent you got in your hands, you should be in business for yourself.
Yeah, you should open a massage parlor.
Well, I was thinking of a fix-it shop.
Hey, that's a fantastic idea. James, you could do that.
Mm-hmm. A fix-it shop.
Yeah, Mom, that's a great idea. Yeah. Everybody I know has a TV set that breaks down. Mm-hmm. Radios, toasters, everything. Mm-hmm. It's playing that way.
I know. You have got that right. You know, I had a car once, and the warranty and the motor both ran out at the same time.
Yeah. And with all the tricks I know, I could lead you to a small fortune in busted hot combs.
Oh, James. Now, you know, we've always dreamed that someday you would own your own business. Maybe this is the way to get it started.
You know, I read an article where Jesse Jackson said more blacks should have businesses of their own.
That's right, Michael. That's exactly what he said.
How would you know? You don't read nothing but the walls.
James, look, you can make it. Why don't you give it a try? You fix that?
What y'all talking about? I ain't got no place to run no business. Main thing is, I ain't got what it takes to make money in the end. And that's money in the beginning.
Well, borrow it from the bank.
Hey, yeah.
Oh, yeah, right. Just like that, huh, baby?
Sure.
I can see me going down to the bank saying, hey, I need a few thousand. Just give it to me. Fat chance.
Oh, Dad, you got the wrong attitude. You got to think big.
Look at here. We have a financial genius in the house.
For once, you are precisely right, little sister. You are looking at the only person that took Henrietta out for a night in the town with exactly $1. Purchase and consume 2 Big Macs, 2 order of fries, 2 strawberry shakes, saw a double peach at the lock while nibbling on a jumbo giant Snicker bar and watching Blackula Bites Boston. And still came home with 37 cents jingling in my jeans.
You did all that and still had change left over? How'd you do it, JJ? Mm.
Well, I owe Henrietta 5 1/4, but I thought big. You got to think big.
What y'all talking about? I mean, this would be the wrong time to open a business. Prices going up, people getting laid off. No, this be a hell of a time to open a business.
James, this may be just the time to open a business. People ain't buying nothing new, so they got to fix what they already have.
And you'd be your own boss, Daddy.
Yeah, Dad. And if you goofed off, the only one who could fire you would be you. And you wouldn't do that because you wouldn't stand for that. Because, you are you, and, you wouldn't... You would never go for that. No, sir. Well, it sounded good when it was in my head, but it lost something when it came out of my mouth.
Doesn't everything?
You know something, baby? You may be right. This might be the right time to go into business.
Yeah.
Boy, wouldn't that be something? Running my own business.
Our business,
yeah.
James. We're all in it together. It'll be Evans and Evans.
That's right, baby.
And son.
And son. And daughter.
And friend.
Yeah.
I don't know, baby. I don't know. You know, maybe I do need a few $1,000 to get this shop open.
So ask him for it.
Florida ain't no way in the world and people gonna give me that kind of money.
Nah, James, that ain't no way to think. You've got to think positive.
You're right, baby. I'll think positive.
Good.
I'm positive there ain't no way in the world and people gonna give me that kind of money. You know, all this business stuff sounded good at the house, Florida, but I don't like this borrowing stuff. I just don't like it.
James, stop worrying. Like JJ said.
Like JJ said.
Well, yeah. If you want to borrow money from the bank, you gotta act big. Like you're doing them a favor, like you don't even need their money. That's the way the big businessmen do it.
Yeah, I guess you're right, baby. I mean, if I'm gonna be a big businessman, I might as well start acting like one, huh?
There you go.
Won't you come in, please?
Oh, thank you.
I'm Mr. Dawson.
Evans. James Evans. This is my wife and business associate, Florida.
How do you do?
How do you do?
We don't need your money, but we'll take $2,000.
Sit down.
Thank you.
Now, you say you'd like $2,000.
Right.
Have you ever borrowed any money from us or any other bank?
Nix. No, we've never borrowed any money from anybody. But we don't owe nobody nothing either.
That's right.
Oh, that's bad. That's bad. You see, if you had borrowed, then you would have established a line of credit. This way, we don't know if you can pay it back.
Oh, well, look, that's very simple. You lend me $2,000. I give it right back to you. Then you know I'm good for the $2,000, so you lend it right back to me.
very ingenious, Mr. Evans. But I think we need something a little more concrete. Now, let's go over your assets.
Yeah, let's go over my assets.
What do you own? Real estate, stock, bonds, anything, you name it.
You name it, and we ain't got it.
Well, look, folks, I'd like to help you out, but we can't loan you money unless you have collateral.
Well, I know that, man, but how am I going to get the collateral unless you make me the loan?
Do you have someone who would co-sign for you?
Yeah, baby, Willie Washington. Now, Willie would co-sign for me in a minute.
I know Willie.
Willie Washington.
Good. What's his financial condition?
Hell, he owes me $12.
Oh, I sympathize with you very much, Mr. and Mrs. Evans. But you see, you have to understand the banking system. You see, we can't loan you money unless we know we can get it back. We ourselves borrow money from the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve gets their money from the government gets their money from the people.
Hey, well, in that case, all I'm doing is borrowing my own money, brother.
Well, not so loud, Mr. Evans. You may give the whole system away. Well, I'm sorry, there's nothing we can do.
Well, Thelma, how you like it?
Hey, that's great.
Looks professional, doesn't it?
Uh-huh.
And you ain't seen nothing yet.
That's beautiful. Except you made a mistake.
Well?
It should read Evans and Evans and Fool.
I didn't make a mistake, Thelma. I left you out on purpose. No room down here
you
for none of that nonsense.
There's room.
Hey, Ma and Dad, good thing y'all here. How y'all like it?
Tear it up, JJ. We won't be needing that. The bank turned us down.
Oh. Ma, how could they?
They did it, Thelma. One more good idea that didn't work.
Hey, now, wait a minute, baby. Hold it. Now, you the one got me fired up about this business stuff in the first place. Now, just because the bank turned us down, that don't mean it's the end.
Well, James, we ain't got no money. How can we rent a store?
Who said we got to rent a store? I mean, it's supposed to be a family business, right? So why can't we conduct a family business right here?
Oh, you know we can't run no business here. It's against the lease. And you know that old Snoopy Bookman. He's always on top of us like white on rice.
Yeah, but we just make sure old Snoopy Bookman don't come up here for a while. By that time, maybe I have enough money to rent my own store. If that one hits, hell, then I rent another one. And another one. And another one. Florida, this could be the start of a whole chain of fix-it shops.
Hey,
all I need is just my first thing to fix, that's all.
Yeah, and look at Colonel Sanders. He only started off with one chicken.
Look at all this business we got, Florida. Everything's going along just right. Won't be long before we have our own store.
Well, it can't be too soon. I'm getting a little bit nervous, James, and all this secrecy. It's like selling booze during Prohibition. Only instead of a speakeasy, we got a fix-easy.
Yeah, that's the right signal. Get that one.
Hey, Daddy, we got some more things for you to fix.
All right.
Good. Yeah, we're doing so much door-to-door business, we're leaving the Avon lady in the dust.
Yeah, I got an egg beater from Mrs. Watson on the 6th floor and an iron from Mrs. Stateman on the 3rd.
All right.
And from the 10th floor. Mr. Garrett's alarm clock. He says he wants it back by Wednesday so he can get up on time to collect his unemployment insurance.
You didn't run into Mr. Bookman, did you?
We did, but he didn't suspect nothing.
Won't be long before we'll be able to afford our own pickup service.
And wait a minute, Dad. That ain't all I got for you to fix.
Where in the world did you get that?
From old Mrs. Benson. She says our heating pad doesn't heat up like it used to.
Neither does old Mrs. Benson.
I get it.
Wait, wait, wait. That's the wrong signal.
Now, cover this stuff up. Yeah, just a minute, just a minute.
Michael! What's the wrong signal?
Mama, it's hard to remember the right signal when you gotta go to the bathroom.
Let's play the duck and get back to action. Looks like Mr. Fixie's got a roll going here.
James, you look tired. Between this and that job down at Brady's, you must be worn out. Honey, why don't you take a little rest?
After a while, baby. I got a pile of stuff here to finish, and it don't pay to miss a promised delivery date.
I wish the stork had missed the delivery date on Thelma.
Yeah? Well, they sure missed yours. You was delivered by a buzzard.
A buzzard? You got some nerve, your ostrich head.
All right. All right now, all right now. Didn't I say all right?
I'm sorry, Dad. What can the son of Evans and Son do to help Evans?
Well, you can deliver that toaster to Mrs. Jackson.
Okay, we're gonna have a slight problem, Dad.
How come?
I can't put this under my hat.
Well, put it in a shopping bag, J.J. And don't forget, Ms. Jackson is on our easy payment plan. One half on delivery and 50 cents a week, okay?
You know, Daddy, we should get running those receipt pads so that when you deliver things to people, they can sign for them.
Oh, we get around to that, Michael. We ain't got quite that organized yet.
That's all right. You can get it, J.J. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that knock is getting so popular, pretty soon it's gonna be in the top 40. If you want this stuff repaired right, bring it to the father of kid Dynamite! I didn't say repair. What I said was upstairs. Au contraire.
No need for anybody to get upset. I just wanted to find out if the Evans family was doing fine.
Hey, what have we got here?
Oh, I just picked the right curtain on Let's Make a Deal.
Hey, man, you know me. I don't like to make trouble. You know, I'm on your side all the way. However, it clearly states in Clause 11 that it's unlawful to use these premises for commercial purposes.
But what you want now, man? We're fresh out of biscuits, balloon belly.
I don't want anything. I come here to give you something.
To give us something?
Yeah, I have a few things that need some minor repairs, a tea kettle, an iron.
And if I don't?
Do you know how cold it gets in the park this time of
year? Yeah, bring them in.
Hey, it's nice of you to make the offer. Hey, boy, I always said you guys are nice tenants. Get on, man.
Honey, we're being taken.
I know that, baby, but don't worry about it. I can handle him. We come too far to be stopped by that ham hock.
James? James?
Oh, morning, baby.
Honey, didn't you get any sleep?
No, baby. I got a pile of stuff here to finish for Fatback Bookman. Seems like as soon as I finish one pile of stuff, he brings in another one.
An iron and a tea kettle, huh? James, he is wearing you down. He brought you everything he got. Now he's got you fixing things for his relatives.
Yeah, you're right, baby. I'm so busy working on this stuff, I ain't even got time to take care of my paying customers. Damn!
Hey, what's going on here?
Sorry, kids, I didn't mean to wake y'all up.
Oh, that's all right. The chick I was dreaming about was getting away anyway.
Hey, what's going on? What's happening?
Your daddy is overworked. That's what's going on. Mr. Bookman brought another load of stuff in here last night. Oh, James, you can't keep going on like this. You're falling off your feet.
Yeah, I know, baby.
But how much more stuff can he bring in here? He got to run out of relatives sometime.
Well, I guess he has discovered a couple of long-lost uncles.
Well, this is it this time. Yes, sir. This is the final score. Tell this bookman exactly where to get off. This old jive time turkey, blood sucking us like that. This is gonna be it for him.
Hello, Mr. Bookman. How you doing?
Morning, morning. Hey, partner, brought you some more stuff.
You must have one hell of a big family, huh, partner?
This ain't family. I've told all of my friends about the good work you've been doing. I'm gonna bring some more later.
Now, hold it, Buckman, that rips it. You find yourself another donkey, because I ain't dealing with you no more, man. And I mean that, no more.
Hey, wait a minute, Evans.
No, you wait a minute, hoghead. See, I can see what kind of dude you are. You ain't going to be satisfied trying to fix everything that's broke in Chicago, including Mayor Daley's electric toothbrush. You know, plus I got the feeling you're lying in your pockets with my work.
Hey, that's a terrible thing to accuse me of.
Well, it's the truth, ain't it?
Yeah.
I'm gonna run you through that door, and I ain't gonna charge to fix the hole you're gonna make.
Hey, cool it! Come on! You and your whole family will be cooling it outside. You know, I'm afraid I'm gonna have to report you for violation of...
Clause 11?
Go right ahead. And we'll tell the manager how you've been bleeding us.
Who'd believe you? You don't have any proof.
Yeah, well, I don't care, man. Now, if you're gonna report us, report us. If you're gonna evict us, evict us.
Daddy.
Michael, stay out of this. And I got something else to tell you, buffalo butt. This family don't get on their knees to nobody.
Daddy.
Mike, I done told you, now stay out of this. Now, if you're gonna go down to the manager's office, Greasy, slide on down there and report it. Go ahead.
Daddy, I have
now,
proof.
Michael, stay out. You got proof?
Yeah.
Proof of what?
Proof that he's been getting things fixed here.
How, baby? How?
Well, the other day when I was here by myself, Mr. Bookman came by to pick up a few things. I didn't know what to do, so I asked him to sign a receipt, and he did.
What do you mean? It's the silly baseball card. I was only going along with the kid. Hey, you didn't keep it, did you, little fella?
I sure did, Mr. Buffalo.
Bookman, Bookman!
Here, Daddy.
I'll take that, Hawks. Receive two kettles and an electric blanket. Signed, Mr. Bookman.
Well, how does that grab you, Mr. Bookman?
Well, clause 11 ain't the only clause ever. Hey, look, Evans, why don't you close your business? I'll close mine. We'll have like a Mexican standoff. Olay!
All right, I want you to get all the stuff in here that you brought. Take it on out of here. And you're gonna need a truck to do it.
Sure. Hey, you know me. I don't like to make any trouble, man.
Hey, wait a minute. Wait a minute. You don't want to leave without your TV, do you?
What?
I got it all fixed up and waiting for you.
Hey, I'm not gonna pay for it.
Oh, that's all right. This one's on the house, brother.
Hey, you know you're all right. I'll be back to get the rest of my stuff.
Yeah, you do that.
Yeah. Get out of here.
Hey, Dad.
Thanks, darling.
James, how could you be smiling about fixing his TV? And for nothing?
Very simple, baby. That TV ain't gonna work too good without these tubes.